Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at Bugfest by the Sea 2016. The festivities are well underway. We're standing next to some mermaids. They're not our mermaids. I don't know where these mermaids washed up here at Lauderdale by the Sea, but we'll find out here in just a bit. But we are by the Dan booth. They got a bunch of exhibitors here at the show, and Divers Alert Network is here. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago. Dr. Peter Buzzacott, he's with me right now. How are you?
Hi, it's great to see you again.
Yes, now before or last time we spoke, Peter, you were getting ready to give these seminars over a couple week period to get ready, get the divers ready for lobster mini season. You're at the end of that now. You had all your seminars. It kind of culminates with this event, I believe. How has it went? Give us an update.
Well, we've been made extraordinarily welcome down here in South Florida. On the first night at the History of Diving Museum, there was only three empty seats in the whole place. And
excellent.
It's just been a great success. We've distributed thousands of flyers of safety information. We've met hundreds and hundreds of divers. It's just been an awesome 10 days.
Yeah. Now, Peter, the reaction has been very enthusiastic. Have you had an opportunity to do any diving over the last couple days yourself, or were you just nonstop seminar?
Actually, you know, I made a couple of dives this morning, and it's fantastic out here. I was photographing people catching lobster, got some good-sized lobster this morning, and I got some great photographs for next year's presentations.
Excellent. Now, are you participating in the cook-off competition then, or are you just going to eat your lobster how you see fit?
Well, I'm not judging it, that's for sure. Far be it from me to judge lobster. I'm no expert, but I will be trying some, yeah.
Very nice. Now, so did you go out on a boat, or did you just do one of the beach dives here at Lauderdale by the Sea? What'd you do?
Well, you know what? I'm pleasantly surprised by how close to the shore the reef is out here.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, you could just go for a reef dive off the beach, but actually we went out with one of the popular charter boats here, and they looked after us great. There was a lot of people out there today, hundreds of boats.
Well, they said they were shallow. Most of the reports were the lobsters were really congregating in the 20 to 15 foot range. Where did you catch yours at?
Well, we started off at about 55 feet, and then the second dive, we were back in at 30 feet.
Yeah, and you caught a few.
Yeah, the guys did. Everyone I was diving with got a couple.
Yeah. Now, so what do you think divers can do, and I'm sure you cover this in your seminar, but to prepare themselves properly before they go out and do some lobster hunting?
Well, my advice to people would be, if you're thinking of coming down for lobster season, in the main season or the mini season, get back into diving in controlled conditions and make sure that you are working and your equipment's working, so it's not so much stress on you when you're actually hunting for lobster.
Yeah, you don't want to overtask yourself with extra skills like playing with a looper or a tickle stick. What are you, a tickler or a looper?
Well, I'm naturally a looper.
Okay.
That's the way we do it in Australia, but yeah. But I've got a good respect for these tickle sticks. Those lobsters are just like trained dogs. You can walk them around by tapping it on the left or the right. I've never seen it. It's really skillful.
Well, what are the lobsters different in Australia? I know they're massive. They're big. At least that's what I see on the menu when I get an Australian lobster tail. They're like, you know, 10 pounds or so. Are they that big in Australia or what?
There are some whoppers down there, but they're pretty much the same. It's almost the same. I know the West Australian fisheries guys come over to the Florida Keys to share information on their managed fisheries for lobsters.
But are they, don't they get bigger, or is the limit where they have to be much bigger before you can catch them in Australia, or no?
No, it's exactly the same, 3 inches.
Okay, all right.
But they do get some, you know, big boys out in the deep water that are as big as tanks.
Yeah, but they're much easier to catch than the lobsters we catch here in Florida. I'm saying that for the lobster divers that are living in Florida right now, by the way.
Yeah.
And, of course, omitting the people in California and everywhere else on the planet.
Yeah, I don't want to rub it in, but, yeah, they sure are easier to catch in Western Australia.
Yes, but they loop. They're loopers in Australia. Can they do a tickle stick and net, or they don't allow that?
You probably could, but most people just use a loop. It's very popular to use a spring-loaded loop,
yeah.
But it doesn't rocket back and injure the animal. You just gently touch it around the tail, get the loop up over it, then close it, and then pull the lobster forward and measure it before you bag it.
Got it. Yeah, you know, I use what I call the green meanie. And they sell those in Florida, green stick, very popular here in Florida. And it's not spring-loaded. Like, there's some that are spring-loaded, like you said. But for that same reason, you knock your teeth out with them things if you're not careful with it. But whatever you work with, just know how the equipment works, I guess, right?
That's right. And also, it's good to have a couple of clips to clip this stuff on so that if you're towing a dive flag and now you've got a bag and you've got your tickle stick, you can just clip what you're not using on, and you're not juggling too much in your hands and getting confused.
Yeah, now at all the seminars you've been given on lobster hunting, are you getting a lot of questions from the audience after you're done? Are you doing a little Q&A as well, or what?
Yeah, actually, there's been quite a bit of audience participation about the research that we've been doing and what we're planning on doing in the future. It's been very, very interesting to engage with the lobster hunting community down here.
Yeah, and what have you been finding out as far as the survey? Because I know you guys were soliciting more divers to participate in sharing their lobster hunting experience for some research that Divers Alert Network is doing, right?
Yes, that's correct. We know, we have a good idea of who is having problems down here, going to hospital or dying, but what we don't know, we don't know much about who is actually in the water participating in this. That's what we really need to try and learn.
Yeah, and what have you picked up any little trends already with the research that you've conducted, or is it still too early in the process?
No, it's still too early to say. The survey's still open. If anyone was diving in lobster mini season, please go to www.dan.org/lobster survey and just let us know how it went. How deep did you go? How many dives did you do? It's taking an average of less than 2 minutes, and it's totally anonymous.
Yeah. Now, is it just for mini season, or are you going to be doing this all through lobster season here when it kicks in full gear in August?
It's just for mini season now.
Oh, okay.
We're not in main season yet, but
right.
We are going to be launching or relaunching this for main season.
Okay, very good. And as far as where you go from here personally, now that lobster season is over, as far as mini season, do you go on to some other research project yourself, or we're just going to go take a little R&R break? Because you've been going nonstop for like the last month. Come on, you need a break, don't you?
Yeah.
He needs a break from scuba diving. I know that's an oxymoron, but you know what I'm saying.
Actually, we are flying back to Raleigh-Durham Airport tomorrow morning, and then next week I am heading to China for some recreational diving. I'm taking a holiday, and I'm taking my wife, and we're going scuba diving.
Really? In China?
Yeah.
Have you been there before?
Yes, I'm speaking at the Chinese Diving and Hyperbaric Medicine Conference. I was a guest there last year, and they've invited me back. So a little bit of diving for a holiday, and then a few days at the scientific conference.
Well, you know, I'm going to the Maldives here in a couple weeks.
Wow,
and on
nice.
The way over, I'm stopping off in Tokyo. But my other option on the layover was to go to China, and I opted for Tokyo. So did I make the right choice, or what do you think?
Well, I haven't dived in Japan yet, but I have heard that 4 hours from Tokyo is the Izu Peninsula. That's one of the best dive sites in the world. Certainly one of the most popular in Tokyo.
Well, what about China? What are you going to dive in China? What do they have?
I'll actually be cave diving in the a new region in the south. And it has marvelous caves. They're largely unexplored. And, you know, there's 4 times more people in China. So if cave diving is only a quarter as popular there as it is here, they'll have a whole new Florida for cave diving.
Wow. So, I mean, is it like Clearwater Springs, like we'd have at the Yucatan there in China where you're talking about, or what?
It's not, but then again, these things are relative. The people who dive in Florida think it's fantastic, and it is fantastic. And then they go to the Yucatan, and they say, wow, this is even more fantastic.
Right.
So when the people in China dive in the caves in China, they're going to think it's fantastic until they come to Florida.
Yeah, exactly. It just depends on where you're going and how far you go. That just makes it that much more exotic. So yeah, the diving's great no matter where you go. It could be a quarry in your backyard. It could be off the beach here in Lauderdale. It could be in Raleigh, North Carolina, in the backwoods of Divers Alert Network's headquarters, I guess. You do any diving there off the coast of North Carolina or what?
Yes, actually, we were diving. My buddy here, Tara, and I were diving 3 weeks ago for Meg Teeth out from Wilmington. And the week before that, we were diving on the U352 sub.
Nice. Now, is that where they got the sand tigers, or no?
Yes, it is. But they weren't there that day. The visibility was superb. It was 80 feet in any direction. And from the middle of the sub, you could see the front and the back, the entire wreck. And apparently the sand tigers aren't too happy when the visibility's that good. So they were leaving us alone that day.
Interesting. All right. Well, that's on my list, and maybe you should add it to yours, too. We got more coming up from Bugfest next here in Lauderdale by the Sea. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dad, we have a bug.
Bug Hunter. He loves to hunt bugs. He's a diver with an attitude. An underwater thug. With stealth speed and agility, he combs the ocean floor. No matter how many bugs you catch, he's always gonna catch more. Yeah, he's the king of all the lobster slayers, and the word has gotten round. Everyone knows something's gonna die when the bug hunter goes down.
A bug hunter, lobster slayer, just all around great guy. That's me, Greg the Dive Master. That's what I'm going with for now here at Bugfest 2016 in Lauderdale by the Sea. Now, the lobster cook-off is going strong right now. We got Dan from ReefSafe as one of the proud sponsors of this event. Dan, how are you, buddy?
Crazy. How about you, Greg?
Hey, I'm having a great time as always. 5 years strong. This event is just getting bigger and better. Wouldn't you agree? Well,
the turnout this year is, I'd say, 50% more than last year.
Well, there you go.
New little twist they've put on this. It's becoming quite the event to come to.
What do you mean, new little twist? New lobster recipes, or what do you mean?
They've got audience participation now and lots of prizes for the attendees.
They've opened up the judging a little bit. So you got your main judge panels, but then there's some audience judges or something like that they just pulled at random. Is that what's going on or what?
Yeah, they did them with ping pong balls, believe it or not.
Yep.
And it's 10% of the total score is audience participation now.
Very nice. Now, are you a judge or are you just kicking back and enjoying the festivities yourself? I couldn't tell.
This year, because we won last year, we're not allowed to cook this year. So we're judging this year.
Fair enough.
Which is much, much better.
Yes. Well, you know, I judged last year, and I said I want to go out and mingle and talk with everybody a little bit more and get a better feel for what's going on here at Bugfest. It also gives me an opportunity to just eat more lobster.
Yeah, so I want to know when you're cooking.
I'm not cooking.
Ever?
I'm an eater. I'm not a cooker. You hear what I'm a catcher, and I'm an eater. And I find people like Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor to cook up lobster.
Yeah.
And do you have a recipe, by the way, or no?
It's a midnight toker.
Okay, I don't know what that means. We got Walt DeMartini. He knows how to catch lobster.
Yeah.
Big time. What do you call your recipe, Walt, of your lobster?
Lobster Fra Diablo. It was...
Wait a minute. Hold on. The Japanese cooking show that featured you... And your lobster cooking recipe surely didn't call it Lobster Diablo or whatever the hell you just said.
That was the Italian cooking show.
Oh.
I got confused.
Oh, there you go.
The Japanese cooking show was Lobster... Come on, I want to lay ya.
Okay. A little Hawaiian kick. Polynesian element there, I think he has to that one. But it's tasty. He knows how to cook lobster, Dan. I'm telling you what. And it's good stuff. So you're going to have to get in on this competition at some point.
I know, but I think they'd have to put me in a different category, international cooking only.
Yeah, good point. Because Walt DeMartini's world-renowned when it comes to catching lobster. He was indeed featured on a Japanese cooking show for his lobster recipe last year. You Google it. Captain Walt DeMartini, and then you'll see some guy who speaks quick, fast Japanese, and there's like Hello Kitty graphics, all kinds of nutty stuff. It's insane, but there he is. There's Captain Walt right there on YouTube. But anyway, it's good stuff. But it brings everybody together in the dive industry.
Yes.
We got our friends from Scuba Nation here. We're going to talk to Billy Mitch just a bit. I know they're judging and hosting and doing all kinds of stuff. We got other mermaids here. I don't know where those mermaids came from. Do
not
you?
Not mine.
They're not my mermaids.
Well, you got credit for them.
They just washed up on the beach.
Sun Sentinel here. So you've got all kinds of coverage.
Have you been down here doing any lobster hunting yourself or no?
No, we've been conducting meetings. So Gold Coast Scuba expanded their shop.
Yeah.
And they've doubled up ReefSafe displays now in there. They're doing really well with it.
Excellent.
So they've just added another display and putting the gnarly head in, the detangling conditioner.
Right. I was using the new ReefSafe mask defogger. For lobster season, and it worked. It just was perfect. No fogging, no stinging of the eyes. Perfect. You got a great formula there. Even Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor, he was snorkeling, and he was able to see. So, and that's pretty remarkable in his own right.
The Delray Beach or Boca Raton?
We were up there at Saltwater Brewery.
Red Corvette, right?
It's surprising.
Never forget a red Corvette.
Well, there you go. But it is surprising both of you remember that because the beer was flowing heavily that evening. Yeah, as it will be as we progress through this hour for Bugfest. People are done diving and they're just drinking and eating lobster now, right? That's what you do. You celebrate.
I'm observing your new attire, Greg.
Yeah.
I really like that shirt. Where can I get one?
Well, I just gave away the last one. It's it, but we're going to get some more from our friends from Uzi.
ReefSafe didn't rate a shirt.
No. He just didn't come quick enough.
No, that's a
all.
Sharp shirt.
Well, yeah. They got flowers and all kinds of stuff. Very tropical,
it's
right?
Extra large.
Yes. Yes, well, you know, as the years go by, we have to expand our in more ways than just years. You hear what I'm saying?
No. Are those going to be available on your website or anything?
Absolutely not. No way. I couldn't afford to sell these or make them. No way. These are one-offs, my friend.
One-off.
Yeah. No, who knows? We'll see. We are planning some special festivities for the Demo Show in November because we are celebrating our 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio at DEMA, and so we're working on some new t-shirts. We're working on some new marketing lines. I just posted this up on our Facebook page. You see the new line, the marketing line for our 20-year anniversary? It says, after 20 years, we're still sucking on air. Scuba Radio! Do you like it?
I love it.
That may be our new line. By the way, who are you?
Hi, I'm Sean Aubrey. I'm from Boynton Beach.
Yeah.
And fan of your show, of course.
Really?
Scuba Nation.
Oh.
But also Reef Safe. I believe in their product. And I was fortunate enough to win this in their summer photo contest, Where in the World is Reef Safe, last summer.
Right.
And, so I'm proud to represent them.
Well, excellent. Good to see you. Thanks for coming up
too.
And saying hi. She came up, did a little picture. That's great. That's what it's all about. Just hanging with the peeps, right? You're hanging with the people.
Again.
Did you catch some lobster this week, or were you diving?
I was unfortunately not, because I work in a school, and I have to work during the summer. But after August opens up, we'll
That's
be
right.
there.
Yeah, we got like, I think a week from Saturday.
Sorry, and it's our anniversary today, my husband and I.
Oh.
32 years. We met lobstering in the Keys. So
excellent.
It's only appropriate that we were here today.
Lobster love brought them together.
Lobster love.
Yeah. Yes, I love it. Well, enjoy yourself here at Bugfest. It's good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. See, I love that. You know, you get to hang out with your fellow divers. We're going to talk to more people here in the audience. Everybody's lathered up, though. And the sun's still, you know, it's been cooking.
Yeah,
but I don't see any sunburned folks because Reef Safe sponsoring this event makes sure everybody's properly protected, right?
Even the judges. We got a bottle up on the judges
table. There you go. So. Absolutely. So are you you've been working, but are you going to do any diving at all before you head back?
Not this trip. We're going to wait till the end of August.
End of August. By then, the lobsters will be settled back down and ready for you to take your pick.
Yes,
exactly. All right, Dan from Reef Safe. Check them out, tropicalseas.com. We got more coming up from Bugfest 2016 here at Lauderdale by the Sea next.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at Bugfest 2016 in Lauderdale by the Sea. And, the dive gods wandering around. We got Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor with me. He's having a ball. He's having a few cocktails after lobstering or watching us lobster as he snorkeled above us. But then, lo and behold, Mermaid Tony shows up. How are you, Tony?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Greg?
I am great. Now, it was funny. We were out doing some lobstering yesterday, and Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor brought you up and said, "Where is Tony?" Usually she would be here for lobster season, but you were a little occupied with a little one, I guess, right?
No, unfortunately I was working. Real world. It sucks.
Oh, okay. And then she has a little one she has to watch.
Stop it. You're killing the fantasy.
What are you talking about? What are you saying?
Listen to me.
Okay.
I didn't catch any lobster, but I caught something better.
Yeah.
Quite possibly the hottest mermaid you've ever had.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. So you reeled her in for us here for lobster mini season. So, Tony, you are doing well. We saw you at the Saltwater Brewery, and so it's only been a couple weeks, I guess, but you look great still. You haven't changed a bit since 2 weeks ago.
Nor have you, Greg. You haven't changed in like 10 years.
Well, hey, I don't know about that. But you've been working so much, you haven't been able to do any lobstering, so you just decided to come out and hang with the divers here for the event?
Living vicariously through the diving people.
Yes. But you can get down there and do when lobster season opens up. You're going to go do some diving, aren't you?
Sure.
Or are you just going to go eat lobster?
I'm going to eat all the lobster.
Yes.
All
well,
for me.
You know, I mean, what was it, Drunken Sailor, you were saying about Tony, about her liver or something? What was that rambling on?
I need to borrow her liver.
You're going to borrow
and
her?
I will give it back to her some point tomorrow, maybe.
What do you think, Tony? Do you need yours?
No, I don't loan things to people when I know I'm not getting it back in the same condition I gave it to them in.
Actually, good call.
Listen, let's try to get this back on track and keep it more about diving.
Okay, we'll do that next.
I would like to say that it was Tony's skills as a diver that set her up for success in life.
Okay.
So there's some lessons to be learned there.
It's actually starting to make sense. Cut him off. I told you, the more he drinks, the more sense he makes. Scary. It's just scary. More coming up from Bugbed.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Ladies, never order a lobster on a date. The lobster is the most expensive thing on the menu, okay? So just know that if you order and consume a lobster, you have to touch your date's wiener. It's like a sexual contract from the sea.
They did the lobster dance.
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 They did the lobster, lobster, lobster dance.
Yes, we are doing the lobster dance here in Lauderdale by the Sea. It's Bugfest 2016. Man, we are having so much fun. You know, Mermaid Tony is here. Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor. Of course, Barry, our super fan, he got some lobsters. He's eating some of the lobster that they're cooking up in the competition right now. But, of course, the dive god is here. We're in his backyard. It's good to see you again, Neil.
You know, this is so incredible. I mean, to think that, like, 1997, I started Ocean Fest here. Nobody knew where this place was at.
Yeah.
And my brother and I my brother was like president of the Chamber of Commerce, and he wanted to do a little dive thing. And we're sitting at Aruba's right next to where we're at.
Yeah.
For people doing short
dives. Hey, right behind you, Neil.
Yeah.
On my 40th birthday in Aruba here at Ocean Fest, I was de-pantsed.
Yikes.
How's that for a memory that you should have forgotten, blocked out many years ago?
There's a lot of things that should have been forgotten.
Yeah, I had a flashback last night, and I was telling Drunken Sailor.
And to see how great this little area has progressed, and it's the shore diving capital of the world.
Yeah.
You know, when Steve D'Oliveira has done such an amazing job, fifth year here, I've tried to come every year, it's really amazing. It's
just a great place. You know, it is very easy beach diving. Tony, I don't know. Have you been up here and done any beach diving off here in Lauderdale by the Sea or no?
No, unfortunately not.
No, but so you're going to have to come here and do some of this now that you're, you know, here in this. You were down in Florida Keys. You didn't even know about this, did you?
I knew about it, but yeah. When you're diving in the Keys, it's, you know.
You're in the Keys. You stay in the Keys. But now that you're up here, you'll probably come down here and do some diving, right? Take the little one out on the beach and sneak out of the water and have some fun.
Yep, he's almost ready to start learning.
Yes.
We're almost there.
I can see. He's all of like, 6 months? What is he?
4 months.
Okay. Well, I was off a couple. No. I lose track of time. Walt DeMartini is here. What do you think, Walt?
Greg?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But look, two more of your mermaids just showed
up. Yes, we got more mermaids that are showing up.
They're
multiple. They washed up on shore here at Lauderdale by the Sea. Yes, the pod is officially here.
The pod's here.
Yes. Aaron, mermaid Aaron has just showed up. How are you? Oh, and of course, we got Sasha as well. Stuart, how are you, Sasha?
I'm fine, thank you.
So you guys both managed to show up again despite our best efforts at the last event. Is that right, Aaron?
We are here and ready to have some fun.
Ready to get some tail, or put on tail, or eat tail. You don't eat that stuff,
maybe
do you?
A little bit of both.
Well, a little bit of both. For a lot. So we'll find out what's going on with that. They're going to help us out in Mermaid and all, God knows what else.
These two young ladies are responsible for the most embarrassing photos I've ever had.
Ah, that's right.
He wants to wear the tail.
Yeah, you know, I had blocked that out until he mentioned that again.
Really?
Yeah, but yeah, they're on Facebook, but Neil actually put on a tale after Aaron and Sasha did at the Saltwater Brewery there a couple weeks ago. And, well, the world will never be the same.
Well, actually, we're here with Stuart Coe's daughter, which, yeah, thank God, took after her mother. She's beautiful. Stuart, not so much.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it's okay with that. But, yeah, did that scar you when you saw Uncle Neil, like, in a mermaid tail? Or?
I'm in the diving industry. I'm used to weird sights.
Yes, okay, good point. I forget the company she keeps.
You have to bring her in and put her on your other show, Just Plain Radio, because she's down here getting her private pilot's license.
Is that why you're here? You're not here for the lobster? You're here for flying?
I am. I'm going up to pilot school in Pompano Beach.
Oh, excellent. Well, there you go. We'll have a new pilot friend that can fly us to our favorite dive sites, like over at Stuart Coves, right? You can do that? You will?
In a few weeks, yeah.
In a few weeks. Now, will you do that as a mermaid, or will you prefer to...
I need my feet.
You need your feet. You can't, you know, there's manipulate your fins properly, or, you know, your fin, your mono... No? You could try. It would be a good trick. For me, she'd do it. That's scary.
They teach you the three most important rules about flying.
What are they?
Pull back.
Pull back.
Get smaller.
Houses get smaller.
Push forward, the houses get larger.
Oh.
Pull way back, the houses get smaller, then they get
really
real
big.
Ah. Okay, there you go. That's flying in a nutshell. That's all you need to know to learn how to fly a plane. We'll leave that to Just Plain Radio. We'll focus on diving. Now, here in Lauderdale by the Sea, now, Aaron, you're from this neck of the woods too, right?
I am.
So you live here. Have you been out here and done any of the shore diving off of Lauderdale by the Sea or no?
I haven't. And regretfully have not.
Yeah.
But I
know. Yeah, she focuses on Stuart Coves, Dive Bahamas quite a bit as well.
What is amazing is, like, you know, I moved to the Bahamas in 65. I'd been diving in the Bahamas forever and never even thought about diving in Fort Lauderdale. And maybe 25, 30 years ago, somebody was testing some product that wanted me to test. And I went out and never, just thinking, okay, well, there's just water here.
Right.
The visibility of like 100 feet, I went down, the reefs were incredible. I went, holy crap, this is the best kept secret in the whole world. The diving, I'm telling you, between the artificial reef program, which, what, there's 70, 80, I don't even know how many reefs are out here, and you have three tiers, the shallow reefs, the medium reefs, and the deep reefs. There is incredible marine life. The visibility in the summer, the diving is amazing here. I mean, you have to try. You'll be blown away.
Well, I think you need to take me.
Oh, there you go, Neil. Oh. You could take Mermaid Erin and, you know, I mean, in the water. I mean, take her diving here. Yes.
Let's be clear.
Neil's looking at me like, Greg, what are you doing?
How often am I speechless?
Oh, boy.
Done deal. Done deal.
Done.
All right, so there. It's a diving date, and we made it here. So that could happen. You know, yesterday when we were catching lobster, not only did I limit out on the radio, I also saw just tons of fish life out on the reef, Neil, and I saw a squadron of squid. About 8 or 9 squid right there, and I saw them, and I showed the drunken sailor who was snorkeling above us. I said, dude, check out the squid, and I pointed my tickle stick at him, my looper, and they inked me. I got inked by squid here at Lauderdale by the Sea. Yeah, it was awesome.
As president of the Bahama Diving Association, I disavow anything you said.
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't do anything. They just, you know, they saw who I was. It's like, we'll show you. I think that, you know, just like squid, I believe if you squeeze a scuba radio mermaid, there's a good chance you might get inked.
You know, talking about mermaids, I saw me in that tail. I look pretty good.
Okay, obviously the drinking has commenced here at Bugfest. And the dive god is getting properly, well, he's getting socially lubricated, as we all do at these type of things. That's just what we do, and it's what we should do as scuba divers when we're socializing, right?
You know what? The problem with the diving industry is trying to incorporate safe diving with having fun. You know, I'm serious. You know, the new model of dive instructors and whatever, they make it so regimented, you know, my gosh, I'm not sure if I want to do this. This is crazy. I mean, diving is the most fun of any sport in the whole world, and that's the way it should be portrayed. You know, we have fought with the image of the surfing industry for years, yet we do everything and more that the surfing industry does in terms of the most beautiful destinations in the world, the most beautiful resorts in the world, the most beautiful oceans in the world, the most beautiful women and guys in the world, and we don't portray that. And that's a big mistake in our industry.
Well, I agree. And when you talk about the prettiest guys in the world, I accept your compliment. And I feel bad for these girls that you just kind of snub.
Well, I'm excluding us.
Oh, I got that backwards then. I need to start drinking, I think, or something. I don't know. We're not diving. We're drinking. We're socializing. We're talking about
it. One thing that I've noticed, Greg, of you since 97, which was my first year of Ocean Fest and your first year with Scuba Radio, is you would get pretty trashed before you ever started talking. Now you've got so mature that you wait till the show's over. If you want to really see a show, you've got to get this guy after the show's over and some cocktails.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I don't know what you mean. If you can go back and archive some of our shows that we've done in the old days, this would be the real Greg.
Well, you know, I learned my lesson many times with the Dive God in tow, that if I do any drinking while I'm trying to do the show, I'll finish the show and think there's no way in hell we'll ever be able to air this, or I'll have to edit for hours. I'm too old for that now, so I don't have time. So I focus. I'm disciplined when it comes to doing scuba radio and diving, but when I'm not doing either, I'll partake and be socially lubricated as much as the next diver. That's just part of having fun, right, Neil?
That's it. That's it.
That's what we're doing here. We got more coming up from Bugfest. Hey, give me a beer already.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, George. The ocean called. They're running out of shrimp.
We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw
saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. What the rock? Lobster.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at Bugfest 2016, just having a ball. Now, Erin, Mermaid Erin, is here with me. She came out. I don't know if we're going to throw in her mermaid tail or not. She's just going to hang out and represent because she's getting ready to head back over to the Bahamas. And we've got to give your thing a plug, your scuba shark girl fit thing. What is it again? I know I got it totally.
So it's going to be a women's fitness retreat.
Right.
October 6th through 9th.
Yeah.
Hosted by Shark Girl Fitness.
Shark Girl Fitness. I knew I had it wrong, but I knew you'd correct me
always. You're close. You're good.
Now, but it is for women, and they can go to where to get more information to sign up for this?
So my website, sharkgirlfitness.com, is going to launch on Monday.
Okay.
However, we have plugs all over Facebook, Stuart Cove's page on Facebook as well, and social media in general.
Excellent. Check it out. It will be well worth your effort if you're female. By the way, we were in the square last night. We saw a female impersonator. You don't encourage that. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's not really what this is all about.
Exactly.
I just
women, and you know, this is for non-divers as well. I want everybody who loves the ocean or just maybe hasn't even experienced getting in the ocean before. Snorkelers, we offer subs, we offer snuba at Stewart Cove's as well. So this is for everybody, not just divers. And we're going to have, I've got a yoga instructor that's joining me. I'll be teaching group fitness.
Excellent.
We'll talk about nutrition, so and how we can help conserve the ocean.
I love it. It's great work, and she's a great mermaid. She just does good things for you know, the ocean. She's just putting out good vibes, and that's why, you know, all the people come together for an event like that, and like Bugfest. Now, Steve Delavera is the guy behind the man behind the madness. He literally looks like he walked out of the ocean as we speak, and he has not even been near it. As
because I've not had no scuba gear.
Is that what it is? That's what you're going to go with, as opposed to just working and all that perspiration is working through your shirt, your Bugfest shirt.
It's a beautiful, cool summer evening in Florida.
It's cooling
it's
off now.
Summer evening, yeah.
So. It's been great, Steve. Once again, 5 years strong,
5 years,
right?
5th anniversary, yeah. We tell you, it's been a great crowd. We appreciate all the support from Scuba Radio and all the other, you know, sponsors we have. You
nice guys crowd. I would think this is probably double of what we had last year.
It's bigger than last year, for sure. And we really push this event because we give away all the awards to the divers and the raffle prizes. So, you know, it's a good draw for people. And we've been pushing it with the community, too. We've had posters around town, things like that kind of thing.
Yep.
We had great media coverage in the local paper, the Sun Sentinel, so that's been good, too. So.
Yeah, it's good stuff. The lobster cook-off is still underway as we speak. You got any favorites so far? I know you were kind of working the table.
I don't taste any of the food. I have to remain objective since I run the...
You're Switzerland.
Yeah, I'm with Switzerland, yeah. Okay. So I have no idea. I do know that for audience participation, Gold Coast Scuba, I think, hit it out of the park.
Really?
I mean, they had this hammerhead, hungry hammerhead aprons.
Dressing the part and really sucking up to the crowd.
The hats, I just thought they did a great job.
Hey, Captain Cocktail, you're going to lose!
That's 10 points out of the 25 total. So
yeah, oh
so we'll
boy. Yeah, we know who's going to be crying in their beer tonight, don't we, Scuba Radio's Drunken Jailer?
The more butter, the better.
Oh, I don't know what that means. More butter? Okay. That was close enough. Yeah.
More oil.
Yes, okay. That's enough out of you. See? I apologize for him, Steve, but he's having a good time despite...
Yeah. No, you guys enjoying yourself?
We're having a good time. How can you not have a good time when you're surrounded by fellow lobster divers or just divers that buried in a bunch of free lobster meat?
And we haven't given away any prizes yet, so...
We even got to the really good stuff. Happen. Yes.
Yeah,
so next year, this is what everyone should plan to participate in.
Yeah, the mini season's always the last consecutive Wednesday and Thursday of July.
So plan now.
I haven't checked the calendar yet, but it's either the third or fourth week of July.
Right.
Come on down to Lauderdale by the Sea. We got some great hotel rates. They cut the rates for divers during that week. So you can stay at some beautiful beachfront hotels for, you know, not next to nothing, but a lot cheaper than another place further south of here that I'm sure you may have heard of.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I've heard of this Fort Lauderdale area, the Keys, and all that. But, you know, you come here for Bugfest. It literally, as far as I know, this is the biggest lobster event for Florida spiny lobster season that I'm aware of.
We think it's the biggest mini-season event in Florida.
Yeah.
So I think there's another place. There's a tavern in South Miami that does a mini-season kind of contest.
But everybody's doing their little regional things here and there, but this is definitely the biggest event in Florida that I'm aware of, especially when it comes to prizes and bringing everybody together.
And we had 122 divers take part in the contest this
year.
More than we've ever had before,
Did they give the weigh-in on what the biggest lobster was in the contest yet, or no?
Pretty sure the biggest lobster was 9.03 pounds.
Wow, that is a monster. Was that yours, Barry?
Well, if you added all of the lobster tail I caught, yes.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what's funny was that the guy came in yesterday at the El Prado weigh-in station, right?
Yeah.
And he had a 5.6 pound lobster. And we're like, wow, dude, that's, you're going to win.
You're the winner.
Right?
And then this guy came in and blew him out of the water.
Later, a guy pulls up, opens up his cooler, 9 pound left. And then they had a 7 pounder and two more 5 pounders.
Where'd he catch them? Did he say?
Off Miami, government cut. And that's where he got them.
Yeah. How about that? Did he shore dive?
He knew where the big ones hung out. So.
40 feet of water, and he was on it, a private boat?
Private boat, and it was 5 members of him and his family. So
how about that?
Yeah.
You know, I've met people from all over the country that have come in for Bugfest to participate in Florida spiny lobster season. This is the place to be if you want to do this. And once again, even if you're not a lobster diver, this is a fun place to hang. The beach diving is phenomenal at Lauderdale by the Sea. Bugfestbythesea.com is the website to go to get all the information about the event and to plan accordingly for next year.
You know what's fun about this contest, from my point of view, is that just for registering, you get a raffle ticket, okay?
Yeah.
You don't have to catch any lobster. You got a shot at winning that big prize or a pair of fins or a regulator or something else. Of course, the more you catch, the more chances you have of winning. But even the photo contest, if you took part in the photo contest, we gave you a raffle ticket to win one of the prizes. And I'm kind of hoping that someone that caught one lobster wins the big prize, you know, for the dive trip.
Yeah,
you know?
And then they go to the Bahamas.
Next year.
Doesn't get any better than that. All right, that'll do it for our Bugfest edition of the Big Show. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Downward sweater!
Safe diving, everybody.
And giving some lobster and a beer.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.